when we're looking at seed collection in the garden or in a friend's garden or even in the wild, we want to ideally pick the pods when they are mature or just about to spread their seeds. And from there, that may mean that the capsules or pods are usually turning brown. They may be opening up. Some of the seeds may already have been shaken out by the wind or by animals, or the lower pods on a tall stem may have already opened and just dropped their seeds, too. So we're looking at the columbine seed pods in front of you, Matt.
Yeah, this is...
And those, again, they're brown, and the tops have opened, and little black shiny seeds are inside. Later on, we can even gather delphinium seeds, and the pods look the same, and even the seeds are a little larger and more triangular shaped.
Okay, and the one that I'm holding right here with the yellow flowers?
A mustard family. It's a mustard because it's got four petals and the long, skinny seed pods that shoot up out of the middle of the plant when they are bolting or mature. And then there's an even larger one from kale. They do have a bit larger seeds, all in the same family.
And this is this one that I'm holding up right here.
Yes. So here we're looking at 3-inch long pods. They're 1/8 of an inch in diameter or a little bigger. And they'll be full of, when they ripen, they'll be full of round black seeds, which will roll off a table if you don't have something to collect them in.
Okay. And the seeds will come off the top. On this one, will come off the top here, right?
The seeds are down by your hand. All those pods are gradually ripening. So they aren't ripe enough yet.
Okay. And these obviously are nowhere near...
Right, and it's still flowering at the top. Okay. So, again, sometimes you just have to decide if there's ripe pods at the bottom and they're flowering at the top, you know, pick them, and some of those lower ones will ripen, some will not. Again, you save what you can. If you're being selective, maybe you want to select the flower stems or select them from the plants that bolted last. You want the ones that last the longest in the ground, so you choose the latest ones to bolt, not the earliest ones. Otherwise, you're selecting four plants which will bolt sooner.
Mm, I see. Okay.
You know, this is unnatural selection.
I've got some garden vegetables, including some lettuce and other things that I have bolted, and they're obviously not going to be edible, but...
Right. They tend to, things like lettuce particularly, the leaves tend to get more bitter as they bolt. Again, for depending on your tastes, try them and see what you think. Lettuce is tough to save the seed. What I've found is that the seed heads, the little flowers and seed heads tend to mold in our climate. So it's a problem. At home, I'm in the process of pulling the last of my overwintered spinach, and I let them go to seed. So now those seeds are ripe. I'm picking them off. I'm going to dry them out a little bit. Some of them I'm going to plant immediately. Some more I will plant in September to overwinter again. And then we'll be doing this same routine next year.
Okay. So what should I be doing with these seeds that I have here, these seed pods? I should be leaving that out, the columbine, until next year, right?
Well, actually, you can replant them right away, which is, of course, nature's plan. That's right. How they do it. And then they will sprout in the springtime when they get the right amount of – they need some chilling normally over the winter, and then they will pop out of the ground when it starts to warm up. Otherwise, we can start them ourselves indoors under lights, say in February or March, to get small plants to put them where we want them.
And these guys that I'm holding here?
So the kale seeds, yeah, those you would want to keep. And you might have a big bowl, which is what I do, or a big pan that I leave them in to finish, to dry out, to mature. And then I'll kind of crush them up in my hands and the seeds come out. And then from there, I will sort those out. And I want the seeds to, if I'm going to store them for a while, I want to keep them in an open pan, a pie pan or something like that, to dry out as thoroughly as possible before I put them into a container, a plastic bag or something like that, where I will store them until I want to plant them maybe next year.
And same for this guy?
Same thing for the mustards also, right? Mustards, kale, broccoli, even radishes. You know, radishes have bolted if you planted them in the spring. And they look the same thing, have different kinds of pods and the four-petaled yellow flowers.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the visual aids here.
You're welcome, Matt.